This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Legislation that would allow employers to block insurance coverage for birth control, abortions, and sterilizations, all for religious reasons, has passed a Missouri Senate committee. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
The bill was filed in response to President Obama's recent mandate that church-run institutions provide coverage for birth control. That mandate has since been amended to require insurers to provide coverage if a religious employer refuses to do so. Bishop John Gatiss, representing Missouri's Catholic bishops, spoke in favor of the bill.
This legislation will place in state law a strong and clear prohibition on government infringement on religious liberty and send a strong message to Congress that Missouri opposes the federal government trampling on our religious freedom.
Opponents testified that birth control procedures have health benefits beyond just preventing pregnancies and that women should not be denied access just because they work for a religious employer. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The bill next goes before the full Missouri Senate. Members of the Missouri Student Association traveled to Jefferson City yesterday to ask state officials to rethink their proposal that would raise student tuition next year. The MSA had collected more than 6,000 letters opposing the tuition increase in hopes that it would help sway lawmakers to reconsider. Chairman of the Academic Affairs Committee, Ben Levin, says the meeting with state officials went well.
We think we took a great step in talking to influential legislators just about why higher education funding is so important.
Representative Mary Still of Columbia was among those who met with members of the student group. She thinks the state can save money in ways other than through cuts to education funding.
I have called for ways to increase revenue for the state, including a cigarette tax and an internet tax. And these are things that other states have done, and I just feel like Missouri is not making the proper investment in education.
Still says the state takes pride in its education system and that budget reductions would be unfortunate. University of Missouri students, city officials, and MU's transit consultant will visit Ames, Iowa to look at their public transportation system on Friday. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis says this trip will explore Iowa's public transportation system and how Columbia can implement some of their tactics.
Well, the idea behind the trips really is to go and see for ourselves what these other organizations, other communities, other universities have done with their transit needs. And so no better way to figure that out than field research. And so
both the city and the university have created groups to investigate Columbia's issues dealing with lack of funding, route cuts, and low ridership. The group will also travel to Lawrence, Kansas, and Champaign, Illinois later in the month to look at how their transportation systems work. And finally, authorities investigating the October 2009 disappearance of a Missouri girl had seized muddy clothes and shovels from the home of a neighboring teenager who later confessed to killing and burying the girl, according to secretly filed court documents obtained by the Associated Press. The previously undisclosed details of the investigation, including that the teen's boyfriend was repeatedly questioned, were released Tuesday in response to an open records request made by the AP. Alyssa Bustamante was sentenced last week to life in prison with the possibility of parole for the slaying of 9-year-old Elizabeth Olton. The Missouri Supreme Court has struck down a wide-ranging ethics law passed 2 years ago. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the court had a problem with the ethics language that was added onto a bill that dealt with government procurements.
All 7 high court judges said that adding ethics rules to the bill violated its original intent, and their decision strikes the ethics portion from the law while leaving the procurement language intact. GOP House Speaker Stephen Tilley says he's disappointed with the ruling.
There are some provisions in there that we were proud of. Giving some teeth to the Missouri Ethics Commission, making it a crime to mislead the Ethics Commission in an investigation, eliminating committee transfers so there's more transparency in the process.
Meanwhile, Democratic House member and Secretary of State candidate Jason Kander says he'll file a new ethics bill containing many of the provisions the Supreme Court tossed out and would also restore campaign contribution limits. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Nixon says he wants lawmakers to work quickly to get a strong ethics bill back on his desk. A Senate committee discussed changes to a provision in the Constitution which bans state funds being used to aid religious organizations. Crystal Cho reports from Jefferson City.
St. Charles Republican Senator Scott Roop proposes to removing the prohibition on public funding toward religious organizations. Roop says Missouri has the most restrictive constitution in the country when it comes to giving funds to religious organizations. Tyler McClay, a lobbyist for the Missouri Catholic Conference, testified in favor of the bill.
We are supportive of the bill. We think that there are many Catholic schools that could offer support to students in failing districts and across the state.
Opponents said the bill would fundamentally change the definition of a public school and could cost the state a hefty amount of money. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Crystal Cho.
MU scientists have received a $5.5 million donation from the Sidney Kimmel Foundation. The money will go toward efforts in the search for a new form of alternative energy. The donation will be used to create the Sidney Kimmel Institute for Nuclear Renaissance. The institute will bring together scientists in several major disciplines, including physics, engineering, material science, and chemistry. Columbia College will begin construction on a new science building starting this spring. Science Laboratory Coordinator Jason Grove says laboratory space is limited. He says everything is shared between day and night programs and that students and faculty need more space to work with. He also thinks the new addition of the Science Center will put Columbia College in competition with other schools around the state. Grove says that Columbia College's new Science Center is expected to make classes more universal and increase student development. The building is expected to be open for the fall 2013 semester. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.